A few months ago, I was talking with one of my cousins, one of them who's my age, and I said, you know, James, when I was ordained a priest, there were a handful of phrases, a handful of words that the Lord removed from my vocabulary. And he looked at me and he said, I'm guessing that there are lots of things that you could have said before you were ordained that you're not supposed to say after you were ordained. And I said, well, no, James, what's going on is that there's certain words, there's certain phrases that the Lord seems to actually remove from the vocabulary of a man when he's ordained a priest. And he said, what's the one that you're talking about? And I said, once I was ordained a priest, the Lord removed from me the ability, but not the desire, the ability to say, I told you so. I said, I lost the ability to say, I told you so. And he said, that's got to be tough, because most of us, when we use the phrase, I told you so, we just mean it figuratively. There's a 90% chance that you're the guy who actually told them. Can't say I told you so. Can't say I told you so. And yet Jesus invites us today to this idea of fraternal correction. Now, this is not the correction that a teacher gives to a student. It's not the correction that a parent gives to a child. It's the correction between brothers, between friends, between spouses, between fellow disciples of the Lord. It's a different kind of correction. And it's important to remember, whenever we see these passages in the gospel where Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, or if one of the disciples says, if my brother sins against me, Lord, how many times must I forgive him? Remember, there are at least two sets of brothers among the disciples. There's Peter and Andrew and James and John. So when Peter or Andrew says, Lord, if my brother sins against me, he's not talking about some theoretical person. He means the guy sitting at the other end of the table. It's a difficult word, though, to speak of fraternal correction. It's a difficult word, but we can't say, I told you so. But we have to say something. Now, Ezekiel tells us about the role of the prophet. Now, what's the prophet? The prophet's a sentinel. He's a watchman. He's a guard. Someone who stands at the edge of the community and speaks the word of the Lord. But usually stands at the edge of the community and speaks of the word of the Lord to the community. He calls them to greater fidelity. He calls them to correction. The prophet speaks a word of correction to those who are in error. The prophet brings the word of the Lord. It's the word of correction, but more than that, it's the word of salvation, and not only the word of salvation for the receiver of the word of correction, but for the giver. Ezekiel tells us that the prophet must speak the word of correction because his own salvation depends on it. He must speak the word. She must speak the word. And each of us, in the waters of baptism, was anointed priest, king, and prophet. It's part of our lives. We received a prophetic office in the waters of baptism. It's part of our lives. It's part of our grace. It's a difficult word. It's a difficult role. We can't say, I told you so, but we have to say something. And Paul tells us. What does Paul tell us? Paul, I love the Apostle Paul. Paul had no trouble at all with difficult words. Paul had no trouble at all bringing absolute clarity. Take a look at Galatians 3:3. He says, oh, you stupid Galatians. It's a great line from Paul. Paul had no trouble with difficult words. He's clear. He's always clear. But he's always abundantly loving. Paul, who writes that beautiful hymn to love in 1 Corinthians, love is patient, love is kind, that which we all want to live. He's clear, but he's loving, and he reminds us today that love does no evil to the neighbor. Love cannot do evil to the neighbor. So that when we have a word of correction to give, it has to flow from love. We can't let pride or anger or self-righteousness poison our prophetic word. Because the word of correction flows from the loving heart of Jesus Christ. And if it flows from anger or pride or self-righteousness, it's not really a word of correction. It's a word of criticism, not of correction. It flows from the heart of Christ as a word of correction. It's a difficult job. It's a difficult word. We can't say, "I told you so," but we have to say something. And Jesus tells us how. We speak privately. We owe that private correction to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We speak privately to the person in love. We do not speak to others about the person in judgment. One of them, the first, is fraternal correction. We speak privately to our brother or sister in love. When we speak publicly to others about our brothers and sisters, it's gossip or slander. And it's certainly sinful. But, as Jesus says, if the private correction doesn't work, then and only then do we ask one or two others to help us. In therapy, they call this an intervention. But we ask one or two others to help us. We get the team together for the rescue operation. We call it Task Force Lost Sheep. I bet they have great patches. Task Force Lost Sheep. Maybe we should have a group here. Task Force Lost Sheep. Go find all the people who should be at Mass right now and bring them in. Oh, good. Everybody who laughed just volunteered. But if that doesn't work, if the private correction doesn't work, and the two others brought in, if that correction doesn't work, then we ask the church to pray. But we don't give many details to the prayer. We can't use prayer as gossip. Pray for such and such, they're going through a difficult time, and let me tell you all about it. See how quickly the devil co-opted that desire for prayer. We ask the church to pray. Because the prayer of the community is powerful. The prayer of the community softens hardened hearts and strengthens prophetic words. We can't say, "I told you so," but we have to say something. And the word that we share is the word that we have heard. Jesus promises, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The word of correction is only given so that the word of communion can be proclaimed. It's about bringing people back. It's about bringing people in. It's about calling all of our brothers and sisters in Christ to take their seat at the table of the children of God. Amen.